Hey everyone, welcome. We're diving into the world of Nostr today, and
yeah, it's exciting stuff.
It really is. We're talking about a decentralized network that has people saying this is the future of online connection.
And we're going straight to the source for this deep dive. Actual Nostr notes giving us that real-time snapshot.
Real-time insights, yeah. So we can figure out what's happening, what people are excited about, and honestly, why should anyone care about this?
Yes, right. Why should you listening at home even care about Nostr? Well, picture this. A network where you control all your data, you own it, censorship, basically impossible. And you get to connect directly with others, no algorithms deciding what you see.
No more algorithms, huh? That's a big one these days.
It's a big shift. That's Nostr in a nutshell, but it's more than just an idea. This is a living, breathing community.
With some, I bet, pretty complex tech behind it.
Oh, absolutely. There's serious tech underpinning all of this, which we're going to get into.
Okay, so that's where these Nostr notes come in.
Exactly. Think of them like, I don't know, a window into how this whole movement is unfolding. We see the ideas, the innovations. It's kind of like, dare I say, a little revolution brewing.
Revolution, huh? All right, now you've got me interested. So scrolling through all these notes, what's the overall vibe? What are people feeling about Nostr?
It's electric, honestly. There's this energy, a real sense of possibility you don't get on, you know, your typical social media these days.
Totally. Like everyone's in on something big, something groundbreaking, early stages.
Yeah, exactly. And there's all this buzz about new tech, especially this thing called NIP60. I even saw one person call it pretty insane, and they weren't wrong.
Okay, so why insane? What makes NIP60 such a big deal?
Well, it's a game changer because it basically allows for decentralized finance to happen right on Nostr. Like, imagine seamless integration of, you know, sending and receiving money within your social interactions.
Instead of just liking a post, you could send someone a few bucks directly through Nostr if you thought their content was worth it.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface. We see people talking about Cashew, which is an e-cash system built on Nostr, makes online payments, like instant, super smooth.
Yeah, I saw someone talk about switching between wallets effortlessly. I mean, when have you ever heard of that on any other platform?
Right. It's unheard of. Nostr really puts users back in control, not just of their online identity, but of their money, too.
It's like taking back your digital freedom.
100%. And it's not just the tech itself. There's a community here, a real spirit of it. People from all over. I saw someone from Thailand talking about it, and they were saying how everyone's building, collaborating. It's really refreshing.
That's so cool. So it's not just about, like, tech for tech's sake. It's about people using it to actually connect with each other.
Exactly. It reminds me of the early days of the internet, you know, that feeling of openness, collaboration, like anything is possible. There's so much potential.
It really does feel different, doesn't it? Like a breath of fresh air compared to, well, you know, the usual social media stuff.
Oh, 100%. Way more refreshing, that's for sure. But we've been, you know, throwing around some pretty techie terms here.
Sure, we have.
Maybe we should break it down a bit. The tech behind Nostr, why it should matter to, like, the average person.
Yeah, good point. Let's do that. So where do we even begin?
Well, at the core of it all, you've got these things called relays, right? They're like, imagine independent servers all over hosting different parts of the Nostr network.
So instead of, like, one big company controlling everything.
Exactly. Data spread out, way more resistant to censorship because no one entity can shut it down.
Makes sense. And then there are these public keys we keep hearing about. What are those all about?
Think of it like your digital ID on Nostr. It's how you interact, prove you're you, but without those old school logins.
So no more passwords. That's a win already. I can barely keep track of all mine.
Right. No more data breaches at some big company either. You control your keys, you control your data.
Okay, I'm starting to get the appeal here. But then there's also, weren't we talking about NIPs earlier?
Yeah, NIPs. So those stand for Nostr Improvement Proposals. Basically, they're like agreed upon standards, so everyone's on the same page.
So developers can build different things, but it all still works together.
Precisely. That's what's so cool about it. It allows for all this constant innovation. Like, there was that Amethyst update people were mentioning.
Yeah, that one seemed big, especially for the whole privacy aspect of Nostr.
Oh, absolutely. Amethyst brought in some really cool features, like you can actually access Nostr over the Tor network now. Makes it, like, almost impossible to track your connection.
Super secure, then. I even saw a post where someone was saying they logged in using a hidden NFC tag, like something out of Mission. Impossible.
Right. That's the thing. It's all about giving users the power to decide how private, how secure they want to be. We haven't really seen that before.
True, true. But then there was that one user who brought up a good point about Hold on, I'm trying to find the note. Yeah. Decentralized code repositories?
Oh, right. They were saying for all this to truly be censorship resistant, even the code itself can't be like controlled by one place, like GitHub.
Yeah, because if someone can control the code, they can control the whole thing.
Exactly. That's the whole point of decentralization. So even though things are moving in the right direction, there's still work to be done there for sure.
It's like that saying, the chain is only as strong as its weakest link.
100%.
Yeah.
And speaking of potential vulnerabilities, someone asked that question, is Bitcoin really the safe haven from, everything going on in the world that we want it to be?
Yeah,
Right?
saw that one. A little bit of healthy skepticism, never hurt anybody.
I mean, it's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Way too much to get into here, but it's good that people are thinking about this stuff, being critical.
Right. Not just blindly following hype, but actually engaging with the tough questions.
Exactly. And I think that's a strength of the Nostr community. They're not afraid to have those discussions, to really think about the future of money, tech, all of it.
One user said something like, "Bureaucrats will soon be telling you that you need a license for your own body." A bit out there, but I get the sentiment.
Oh, totally. It's like this deep distrust of centralized authority is everywhere.
People want control over their lives, especially their digital lives.
Exactly. And that's what Nostr taps into. It's not just sending messages, it's about owning your data, your identity, your whole online experience.
Yeah. And with things like Cashew being built on top of it, who knows what's next? Payments, financial stuff, it could change everything.
Right. We're talking about potentially disrupting how we think about online money altogether. So we've gone from like the vibe to the tech, now the big picture.
We've covered a lot of ground. Should we maybe see how this is all actually playing out?
Yeah, let's get out of the theoretical and look at how people are using Nostr in the real world.
You know, going through all these notes, one thing that really stood out to me was how people are actually using Nostr to share really interesting, insightful stuff. There was that post comparing house prices to Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah. The one where they're talking about like a house that was 300 Bitcoin a while back, now it's 22 Bitcoin. But the price in, what was it, Canadian dollars, it actually went up.
Exactly. It really shows how Bitcoin could actually be deflationary. Someone even said, this thing literally only goes up.
I mean, it's a powerful example of how Nostr isn't just another social network, It gets people talking about these bigger ideas, like the future of money.
And remember how we were saying it's got that early internet vibe? Someone even posted about building a packet radio stack for Nostr. They called it Hamster, even had pictures.
That's amazing. It shows how decentralized it is. Anyone with the skills can just, I don't know, build something new, contribute.
It's like true innovation coming from the community itself.
Yeah.
And it's working too. I saw someone share a video they made, apparently got thousands of people to sign up for Nostr.
Wow. So it's not just hype. People are actually using it, growing it organically.
It all comes back to that idea of real connection. There's this one note that just it stuck with me. Someone said, "Bitcoin is a great starting point for friendships."
Wow, that's.
Right. I never thought about it like that, but it's true. And Nostr kind of does the same thing, but online. It helps you connect with people based on shared values, you know.
It's like a glimpse into what the internet could be, should be, more human, less about, algorithms and making money off of every interaction.
Exactly. It's about taking back control, having real conversations, and who knows what the future holds.
That's the exciting part. And that's kind of the beauty of Nostr. There's so much to uncover, still being built, constantly evolving.
So, to everyone listening, if any of this sparked your curiosity, don't just take our word for it. Dive in, check out those Nostr notes, see what it's all about.
You might just be surprised at what you find. And who knows? Maybe you'll end up shaping this new internet, this more open, more free, more human way of connecting online.
That's a future I can get behind. Thanks for joining us on this Nostr deep dive, everyone. It's been a wild ride.
Until next time.